Today is Thursday, March 7th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. Who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though I love a little luxury, it doesn't mean I always want to spend those prices. But now I have Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. I've been wearing their cashmere garments all winter long and constantly getting compliments on them. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. For the entire first half of this episode, we will be on our coup beat. Less than 12 hours after Nikki Haley announced that she is dropping out of the Republican primary, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell endorsed Donald Trump. Absolutely no one was surprised, and yet it doesn't quite pack the same punch as it did when he wasn't the half-living embodiment of a lame duck. Or should I say a lame turtle? I can't believe we've already reached the part of election season when the Supreme Court gets ready to rule on whether or not one of the candidates is immune from criminal prosecution due to their former role as president. The Supremes will hear arguments on April 25th, not too hot, not too cold, all they'll need is a light jacket, over whether or not Donald does indeed have immunity from being prosecuted for his attempts to overturn the 2020 election, as he argues that his actions to do so were part of his role as president. I am hardly a constitutional scholar, but I think that's a matter of how tin pot you're willing to be. Then the Donald-appointed Supremes will deliberate on whether Donald is immune, after which the DOJ special counsel can maybe schedule a trial if they rule that he isn't. Meanwhile, over at the Republican National Committee, more than a majority of its members reportedly want the organization's campaign department to help pay for Donald's growing pile of legal bills, which are over $500 million. God, can you imagine what it's like to be such a simp? Honestly, though, Donald is lucky that he has them, because he reportedly invited Elon Musk for a fundraising visit earlier this week. However, yesterday, Elon Musk said that he won't be donating to Trump's campaign, nor Biden's. Feel free to interpret this story based on how much stock you put in a promise made by Elon Musk. In the positive news column, the House of Representatives passed about half of its annual budget bills yesterday, which means that we will avoid a government shutdown until September, as opposed to one starting tomorrow. Convenient, though, how they put the deadline right in the middle of election season. Next, the legislation will be sent to the Senate for approval, while the House will work on the second half of its spending bills, which deal primarily with military budgets and are expected to be more controversial. And those need to be passed by March 22nd. The Biden administration announced new regulations from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau earlier this week that will require most credit card late fees to be capped at $8, except in extenuating circumstances. This would bring credit card late fees down from their current average of about $32, and regulators estimate that this change could save Americans up to $10 billion collectively each year. Along with this announcement, President Biden said the administration will be forming a new task force to crack down on illegal and unfair pricing across multiple industries, including food, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, housing, and financial services. No one is safe from Dark Brandon. I suspect we'll be hearing more about how the junk fees are too damn high and similar gripes at tonight's State of the Union address. It's President Biden's fourth and hopefully not all of our last, because with our now official Republican nominee, we could be trading these in for a Trump rally. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner Quince. Quince is my favorite place to purchase luxury essentials at affordable prices. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.